It was a few years ago when New Hampshire entrepreneurs Gerard Murphy and Andy Young were playing darts in a bar in Nashua and got their great idea. They would start a business that stores digital photo files for professional photographers in a new and better way. To do that, they needed seed funding. The problem is that getting startup money in that formative stage is hard to do in New Hampshire. And in Boston, Murphy says, investors were skeptical.
They didn't think that a sophisticated startup that would be, you know, venture worthy would come from this ecosystem.
Over the last year, only 11 venture capital deals went down in New Hampshire, compared with 400 in Massachusetts. And only 10% of those went toward early stage funding, without which no startup can actually start up. But now, a new venture fund is trying to make it easier for high-tech startups to get off the ground in New Hampshire and stay here. It's called the Granite Fund, and it's a collaboration between one of New Hampshire's few venture companies called Borealis Ventures and the New Hampshire Business Finance Authority, or BFA, which manages state funds. The first $4.5 million in the Granite Fund is state money from the federal government's 2010 Small Business Jobs Act. Jack Donovan, the director of the BFA, says the next step is finding private investors.
Any investors are eligible, although we're targeting foundations, endowments, other groups that hold a lot of capital in the state.
The Granite Fund is one of many managed by Borealis Ventures, and it represents a new kind of public-private collaboration. When other states have experimented with venture capital, they've either simply insured private investors against loss or participated as a full and equal partner. With the Granite Fund, New Hampshire's involvement is a little bit of both. The state will reap returns if the new startups thrive. But if things go sour, Donovan says, the state absorbs the first 15% of losses.
What we're doing is we're kind of a subordinate partner, I guess I would say. We have the upside, but we're shouldering a lot of the downside.
The state's subordinate position may sound like a bad deal for New Hampshire, but it's actually strategic. In order to convince investors with endowments to get on board, the fund has to provide better returns than traditional investments, but without too much risk. Yet, investing in early-stage startups in New Hampshire is an essentially risky business. New Hampshire just doesn't have the high-tech infrastructure that Boston does. So, by shouldering the first 15% of losses, the state is hoping to create an attractive environment for local investors. Jesse Devitt is a co-founder of the fund's managing firm, Borealis Ventures. He says the formation of the Granite Fund marks a new stage in the development of New Hampshire's high-tech economy.
We live true to this motto of live free or die and sort of rugged individualism, and you sort of do this on your own. So to have the Business Finance Authority step up and say, we've got this program, we want to commit resources to making sure that we have the fuel in this state to fund the growth the next generation of technology companies. This is a really exciting thing.
If investing in local businesses isn't appealing enough on its own, the folks at Borealis and the BFA will tell you the Granite Fund is also a good investment. While traditional investments are suffering with the global financial crisis, New Hampshire's high-tech economy is growing. Meanwhile, early-stage funding of high-tech can offer much higher returns than traditional investments. That's why Borealis feels confident it can raise that promised $25.5 million. That's good news for young firms like Mosaic. And although Mosaic has already grown out of that seed funding stage, Gerard Murphy says a boost in local venture capital could go a long way for the future of high-tech firms in New Hampshire.
Cambridge specifically has a reputation for being a really good place to start businesses, and then people leave. Facebook is the prime example of that. I think that people could start a business in New Hampshire and stay here forever.
Which tech companies will the Granite Fund be investing in? And who will the private partners be? That, I've been told, is top secret. But if you see more startups getting off the ground over the next few years, that might be thanks, in part, to the Granite Fund. For State Impact New Hampshire, I'm Emily Corwin.